Stuart Lionel says, would removing the seats from my car save me some fuel? Now, just he doesn't mean the driver's seat, obviously. He says, my new diesel second-hand car has some removable seats. They're quite heavy, maybe 10 kilos each. The trouble is I park on the road. It's often 300 metres away from my house, so the seats are a bit heavy to cart around on foot, but that means an extra car journey to pick up the seats if I leave them at home to save fuel. So I'm wondering what sort of mileage would make it worthwhile leaving the seats at home. Should he take the seats out, or would driving around with them really not make any difference?
So it would make a difference, but probably not enough to warrant taking the seats out. And it's all down to, especially the weight, it's all down to different mechanisms. So different things can affect how much energy the car uses. And in particular, your tyres. So about 3 to 7% of your energy that's burnt as fuel goes through the rolling resistance of the tyre.
That's because you're bending and flexing the rubber. As every time it goes round, it's squeezing and then stretching a bit, and that's converting some kinetic energy into some heat, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So that's where some of that energy is being lost. And as you apply more load, more weight to your vehicle, that deformation, that amount of flexing goes up, and that starts to increase.
So that's why you should pump the tyres up and make sure you have well-inflated tyres, because then they're not bending as much, so you're not wasting as much fuel flexing and reshaping your tyres.
Very true, but at the same time, there are other factors you might want to consider, such as how your tyres grip the road and other safety aspects that are unrelated. And now this is very, very back of the envelope. This is the physicist disclaimer here. And I was looking at some data that was measured in the US of how the weight of a car relates to what its miles per gallon efficiency is. And it works out at something like per kilogram of weight, something like a reduction of 0.02 miles per gallon. That's very rough, and I've got a lot of caveats on that. But applied to the situation with, say, three seats and about 10 kilos each, if you're doing about 6,500 miles, which is the UK average over a year, it works out at about 2 gallons of fuel, which is about 11 quid a year.
I was going to say, the other thing that I find interesting is I never fill my car right up full of fuel unless I'm going on a long journey where I'm not going to stop. Because otherwise, you think the mass of the fuel in the car, that big tank of fuel, weighs the equivalent of a person, doesn't it? And you are, especially if you're driving around town, you are accelerating and then braking and accelerating and adding all that energy to that fuel for no reason.
And that's exactly right. So if you look at things that would make a bigger difference than, say, moving the seats out, actually your driving style is a huge big part of that. How fast you accelerate in that action has a big impact on how much fuel you're going to use.